Mr. President, I again exhausted my list speaker. I give you back my microphone. Yes, before concluding my remarks, Mr. Chairman, President, I want to present some other comments on two topics. First, on the rule of law. I think many colleagues from our table suggested that we should be a rule of law state very soon. But you know that the rule of law has been processed, long process since the 18th century. Hopefully by 2020, Laos will become a rule of law state. But in other countries, they move forward already from the rule of law to become a rule of right. I hope that the existing rule of law state can move forward to become a rule of right that we can follow in the future. My second comment, Mr. President, is on CSO, on INGO. I heard many comments from the floor from member states that Laos haven't yet supported strongly CSO or INGO in the country. But I can clarify to you that there are three categories of INGO and CSO in Laos. The first category, INGO and CSO are close partner of economic development for the Lao government. They work with us hand by hand and they come up with a fruitful outcome. The second category of CSO, they can't behave themselves like secret, like not fully cooperate with the government. We call them a lonely rider. So I think this SEO should be encouraged to work with the government so they can get a full information, official information from the Lao government and from the other embassy in Laos, but not from the shadow report collecting from the rumor, from whatever they can call, it's not incorrect information. The third CSO NGO, they are not inside the country, they are outside the country. They cannot get any information from the report, the exact report from Laos. I think this one is not very, very fruitful and productive. I thank you, Mr. President.